The Hart Bridge over the St. John's River in downtown Jacksonville, about a mile away from Everbank Field, the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags are in the AFC Championship game this Sunday to face the New England Patriots. Welcome into the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam. J.P. Shadrick with you. We've got a lot to get to with our guests today. Of course, the Jags knocked off the Steelers this past Sunday in Pittsburgh, 45-42 in the divisional round to get to the AFC Championship game for the third time in franchise history. This week, we'll face Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and all the rest, the Patriots in Foxborough. Our guest today on the defensive line, Avery Jones from the University of Georgia. What's up, Avery? What's up?
You know, I'm feeling good.
Are you?
Had a little letdown at the beginning of last week, but you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, your Bulldogs didn't really do so well. Well, they did pretty well, you know, until the end.
Yeah, to the end. But, you know, still proud of them. You know, we made it. We'll be back soon.
Okay, we'll talk about that another time. You ducked me all week. We got it out of the way, and it's okay. We've got plenty more things to talk about today, though. The Jags in the AFC Championship game. It's a fun feeling, right? This is a cool week around Jacksonville.
Sure. Very cool, very cool. Lots of firsts. Lots of firsts around the locker room. Lots of excitement. So I'm loving it, you know, just waking up every day and just really seeing the date and just realizing I still got to go to work. I mean, it's quite the blessing.
Yeah. Football in January. It's a fun time for sure. We've got plenty of folks ready to talk to you on the Leica Mobile call-in line. So let's get to it. Let's go to the UK and start off with Roger Goodgroves of Double Coverage. What's up?
Yeah, hi, JP and Avery. A terrific win that left everybody ecstatic on Sunday, and it was great to see the offense put up so many points. However, how upset were the D to concede 42, and what do you think are the keys to avoiding a shootout against the Patriots?
Definitely we weren't happy about it. You know, we always hold ourselves to a high standard on defense, especially with the great players we have, but we know sometimes in playoffs it's just going to get to that. I mean, we have a great quarterback like Ben and the great offensive weapons, I mean, he has. And, I mean, if you see some of those catches, I mean, those were just amazing catches. It wasn't like it was busted coverage or anything like that. It's just top players making top plays. And, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
And the Jags had some top players making top plays, too, to counter. That was a big part of this
exactly.
game.
Exactly. I mean, it's all about making more plays than them, and that's what we did. I mean, score's not pretty. But at the end of the day, everyone's happy about the W.
Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Justin Palmer with us today from Metro. What's up, Justin?
Good afternoon. Good morning. Hi, Avery. Congratulations. So you had a question about the defense. Let me turn to the offense side of things. Did Blake Bortles, again, answer some of his detractors out there? And just how good can Rocky Leonard Fournette be?
Yeah, Blake, you guys kind of rally around him, don't you?
I mean, we do as we should. He's our quarterback. We have the utmost confidence in him. We hear all the talk, and we see how he handles it. I mean, if you ask him about, you know, how you feel about what somebody said, he just says, who said what? I mean, he doesn't hear it. He doesn't pay attention to it. I mean, he goes out there and handles his job. And for Fournette, I mean, he's doing what we expect him to do. He's running a rock. He's being a workhorse. And, you know, he's laying the wood to people. I mean, you know, if you want to tackle him, you're going to have to really tackle him. And then that really changed the whole dynamic to our game. And you see what it did with the play action.
Yeah, he looked good last week, too.
He looked great. Phenomenal.
Early in that game. And then Blake could play off of that for sure. Joe Hall with City AM with us today. What's up, Joe?
Hi, JP. Hi, Avery. Thanks for taking my call. So, Avery, After the game on Sunday, you said that there was a lot of happiness and joy in the locker room and some kind of a real outburst of celebrations, whereas when you beat the Bills, it was kind of a lot more, okay, focus on the next game. You know, has Doug Marone had to bring your guys, has he had to, you know, bring your feet back on the ground, kind of rein it in a little bit, or the celebration's still ongoing?
No, he didn't have to ring us in. I think, you know, we've done a great job all year of getting great wins and just, you know, getting back to work. I mean, you know, it's after the game on Sunday. That's the time to celebrate. I mean, you work all week for that one moment. We kind of took time for ourselves and celebrated where we wanted to. And then I think it was just a little bit extra more because everything that was said. You know, everything was said, and we went out there and backed up what we wanted to do. And, I mean, after a long week like that, you know, you just celebrate a little bit more.
Yeah, and you respond on Sunday night after the game with some stuff in the locker room. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. After a week of talk leading up, you guys are kind of quiet, but you let them hear about it after the game. That's kind of how this group is, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no need to talk during the week because, I mean, all this stuff during the week doesn't matter. You got to prove it in those 60 minutes on Sunday.
Social media questions now. Let's start off today with Ben Sterry. Congrats to you and all the guys for the great win. Being in the UK, we've only seen Facebook feeds of the welcome you got back at Everbank Field Sunday night. What was the atmosphere like Sunday night when you got home, and how does it match the team spirit and atmosphere in the dressing room?
It was just an amazing moment. I mean, it was definitely a first for me. And just to see how the love has gone from, you know, from bad to good in the city, and how much support we're getting, you know, outward support, not really just people that just come up to you when they see you in the grocery store or something and say, you know, hey, Jags, but now you see people with the decals and the flags in the car and, you know, the little license plates and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's great to see all that, and it's really just it's matching the dressing room. I mean, we're loving the intensity we have, and, you know, we love the fans, and we're really trying to go out there and play for them because they really stuck through us through the hard times, and we're glad to really bring back, you know, the type of season, type of team that they deserve.
Well, Patrick, we'll go to question three now on social media. Alex Fox, obviously the win, the most important thing, and what a win it was. But is there a little bit of you that wished to manage to get that interception off Big Ben? What happened, Avery?
So, I was a little shocked. You know, I was trying to make sure he wasn't throwing the ball. That's why I kept jumping. And then when I jumped the second time, he actually threw it. I didn't expect he was going to throw it. So, it was kind of like you see the ball thrown, and then it's like, oh, he really threw it. And then by the time I moved my hands, the ball was already hit me in the face. So I feel bad. So I owe all of y'all one. I dropped two this year. So third time's a charm is what they say.
Didn't you used to be a tight end way back?
In high school.
In high school.
I was like goal line situations.
Oh, goal line tight end. Okay. You were the power guy.
Yeah, but really, I mean, we had the occasional pass.
You were the strong muscle pass.
Yeah.
They almost – Shadley was in on a route this week, right?
I would have loved if he would have caught that pass.
Right, it would have been awesome.
Yes, I would. I really think the O-line had something prepared, and I was really waiting for that celebration. I know it would have been amazing.
Let's go back through the Leica Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgroves, what's up?
Hey, Calais predicted the score in Pittsburgh, and Jalen Ramsey's predicted a Super Bowl win. So, can I please have the lottery numbers? On a more serious note, when teams predict wins against you, how do you react? And did that spur you on in Pittsburgh when they seem to be looking past you?
When teams really project wins over us, I mean, of course, you're always going to take it some type of way, but, I mean, we really don't look in too much into it. That's what you go out to do on Sundays. You go out there to win, so, I mean, they're just voicing an opinion of what they want their team to do. Now, when teams take it another level and, you know, attack people directly and, you know, talk about our teammates and disrespect us, that's when we kind of take it personally and really, you know, up the tempo.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk made of the Saturday night tweet by Le'Veon Bell circulating around the Jags locker room. Is that really how it happened? Or how did that work?
Well, I mean, I didn't really see it.
Okay.
And then pregame, before the game, you know, people start talking. I was like, who, you know, have you seen Le'Veon tweet it? And of course, we seen it, and we was just like, you know, oh, really? You know, it was like we was already mad, but you want to add a last minute, you know, fuel to the fire, and that's great with us because, you know, you're going to have to back that up.
Love it. Worked out well for this Jags team. Justin Palmer with Metro. What's up?
Hey, hey. Okay, the Patriots. So, past history, does it matter? 1-10 all-time against the Patriots, 0-7 against the Brady-Belichick combination. How are you going to go out there and stop him?
The past really doesn't matter. This is this year's team. I mean, after every season, the team changes in some way. So, I mean, the past doesn't mean nothing to us because they haven't seen this team. And how we prepare, you just prepare every other week. I mean, they have great players like every other team we've played. But, I mean, if you go out there stressing and trying to do more and get out of your norm, then you're just going to hurt the team. You know, you got to go out there and execute the plays like we've always practiced and do what's best for the team, and that's your job.
Yeah, that's you guys went up there and practiced against him in August, so it's not like your first trip to Foxborough.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's another Sunday. I mean, it's a little bit more to it, but, I mean, just how you just got to attack it. You know, your routine doesn't change. It's still the game of football.
How old were you in 1999, the last AFC Championship game appearance for this Jags team?
Probably eight.
8 years old?
Eight.
Okay.
You don't remember watching it, do you, probably?
No, I was in Germany. I didn't see it.
Oh, that's right. You were overseas.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to see it. Well, now overseas, you could see it because it's all on TV in the UK and Europe and the whole thing.
Well, lucky for them.
Right. They're going to see you guys on Sunday. Joe Hall, City AM, what's up?
Hey, Avery. You guys, you know, your defense, you and the rest of the defense, so much has been made about how good you've been this season. I know you said it's just another game on Sunday, but you know, surely this is the best chance to show, you know, how good you guys are. It's against Tom Brady and you know, Gronkowski. It's at Foxborough. It's in the AFC Championship game. Do you relish that opportunity to kind of flex your muscles on the biggest stage?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you see the guys we have on our team. You hear the way they talk. We have a lot of confidence on this defense. And, you know, for the, you know, the past defenses that we are getting compared to, I mean, there's the only way to, you know, kind of, you know, add to our lore, to our legacy, is in to go against the New England Patriots that have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So, I mean, to just to add that to our, you know, reputation, to our repertoire, whatnot, it's just big. I mean, that's what we're all thinking about. And, you know, we want to go up there and play a good defensive game and win convincingly.
Let's go back to social media now. Question five, Patrick. Zeph Vincent, did you learn anything during that joint practice with the Pats in the summer that could help you on Sunday? It's a long time ago, August.
Yeah, I mean.
What'd you learn?
I can't really say I learned anything because, I mean, it's not like it was up there saying any secret code or anything like that. I mean, they just let you see how hard they work. And I think at that type point in time, we was already working hard, so there was nothing to learn from there. But other than that, I didn't really learn nothing. Their center is, you know, David Andrews. I went to school with him. I've known him forever, so there's nothing else I need to learn about him.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be good to see him again. But other than that, you know, we just went up there and worked.
Right. So here you go. Final thought here with you, Avery. AFC Championship game. You've been in this organization for a long time. You've seen a lot of bad seasons, bad results. But now it's finally starting to pay off. A couple playoff wins. You go into Foxborough with a win away from the Super Bowl. Is that set into you? What's your feeling right now? You nervous? You anxious? You ready to play today or what?
It's set in, but it's kind of a little bit of a controlled set in. You know, you don't want to dive too deep into it. You know, the kind of run we're on, I just want to stay focused and then kind of get the job done and live through all of it and then sit back when I really have a chance to really think about it and just think about everything that happened, how the season went, how well we bounced back from the past years. So, I mean, I know it. It's set in. But it's just, you know, I got to control myself. You know, that's why I like being around everybody else because they have the same feeling. I can't really talk to my mom about it because she's extremely excited and I get caught up in her excitement. So, you know, I just try to keep it calm and cool. And when people mention it, I just say, yeah, it's cool. And then I just try to change the subject and really just focus on, you know, each day.
Phone's ringing off the hook, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, mostly. Asking for tickets.
Everybody wants into this game. Hey, autograph that white panel football for us.
No problem.
Somebody who, well, you almost dropped it off the table. So whoever, somebody who submitted a question today will win the autograph football by Avery Jones, signed on this broadcast today ahead of the AFC Championship game this Sunday against the New England Patriots. Does that say Avery Jones? What does it say? Yeah, it does. Okay, Avery Jones.
I don't know how to spell my name.
I'm just making sure. There it is. Avery Jones. Somebody will win that football. Thanks for coming on, man. Good to see you, and good luck this week, man.
Always enjoy.
Avery Jones with us on the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam.